Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. A core proposition in my way of thinking about business development is that you will have more success if you're trying to market things that turn you on for clients that you are truly interested in. Now, this is simple to say, but it appears that it is not the case with the way that many professionals actually come to market. Listen to the following presentation and reactions. I'm going to tell you about a survey I have done around the world for many years, nearly 20 years now. Among all professions, but also particularly amongst lawyers, I do the following survey. I come to people and I say, tell me about your work, all the billable hours you do in a year, all the cases, the deals, the matters, the transactions, and divide it all into one of three categories. Category one is I love this stuff. I get a positive emotional charge every time I get a deal or a case or a transaction or a matter like this. This one floats my boat. And notice you're allowed to love what you love. This is not about your law firm strategy. This is not about aesthetics or morality. You are allowed to enjoy what you enjoy. Even tax lawyers are allowed in existence. The middle category is, no, I don't love it. It's what I do for a living, right? And, you know, and it's okay, it's acceptable. The word I like to use is it's tolerable. And I'll do all the right things, you know, I'm not gonna let anybody down, I will be responsible, you know, and dutiful. But if you ask me, do I care that it's this case or transaction versus the next one? The honest truth is no. It's what I do for a living. Am I making sense with that definition? And then the last is I can't even tolerate it. It's how the heck that I get stuck still doing this junk. Right? You know, just wish this was not part of my year. Now, I'd like somebody to make a sensible guess for me. Don't get stampeded either way. I want you to guess in the typical established law firm around the world. It turns out not to be influenced geographically. If you poll all the partners and they are honest with themselves, what do you think the average partner in the average law firm says about his or her life? Where does the average turn out to be? Somebody give me three numbers that add up to 100. If you ask the average partner to think back on their year, 2 years, 3 years, and say, well, where would you put your mix of business? What percentage is really energizing to you because that's what you love? What percentage is what you're doing because it's what you do for a living? And what percentage is, you know, you just wish you were still having to do this? Anyone want to got a guess for me?
10, 70, 20.
10, 70, 20. Any other guesses of what the typical numbers are? Can I use that for discussion? Anybody want to register a significantly different guess? Okay, I'm going to do. Now let me give you question two. Remember, this is your guess, not mine. Question two is, having told me what you think about the work, now tell me what you think about the clients you serve. And the fact that you're laughing probably proves my point already, right? The really weird thing about you lawyers is before you even ask the question, what do you think about your clients, people giggle. But let's go through it just for dutiful sake. Same basic three categories. Category one is I really like these people. Can't tell you why. Don't have to explain it to you or defend it to you. These are just my kind of people. And I'm gonna make it hard, not or, and their sector is fascinating. I read their trade magazines for fun. Again, you're laughing. Why? You want somebody to entrust his or her company to you. Why would you not be interested in their business? Yeah, presumably the case that you're defending for them has something to do with their business. Am I making sense? So whether or not you're actually interested in their business is germane to their decision-making. Am I making sense that this is a logical point, not an inspirational one? That it's relevant to their decision-making of whether you actually are interested in what they do for a living? Of course, the answer is that's not everything, because there's a middle category again, which is, again, I'm sorry, I have no particular interest in this industry or this particular client. It's acceptable stuff. Again, the word is tolerable. I am a dutiful, responsible citizen. I will treat them appropriately. I will obey my firm's client service guidelines. I will do all the right things, but I don't do it out of passion. I do it because that's how you serve clients. And I don't really care that it's this client versus next year's client. It's just, you know, I do the right thing, but without great passion. Am I okay with the definition? And then the last category is, unless you're the good Lord himself, you can't love everybody. It's humanly impossible. There always will be mismatches. There will be some section of your client base where you will say, I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, these are idiots in boring sectors. And it's not absolutely true. That just happens to be your taste. Am I making sense? These are only questions, not about strategy, not about absolute reality. It's about your view of what you do for a living. Am I making sense on that? That your view is that these are boring people and the industry they're in is not one that would have you showing any interest if you weren't trying to earn an income. Now again, seriously for me, please, give me a guess, a real world guess. Let's make it even more narrow to litigators in the defense bar. If you surveyed partner in the typical defense bar and they were being honest with themselves and honest with us, where do you think the typical partner would put his or her life? Three numbers that add up to 100. Roughly the same thing, 10, 80, 10. Now again, stare at those numbers for a minute. I'm going to go silent as you contemplate the meaning of life. This, ladies and gentlemen, is your life. And let me make a few comments about this. I'm here to help you with business development, but I can't resist a few personal issues, so will you forgive me for a minute or two on the personal issues before we come to the pragmatics of business development? On a personal note, if those were my numbers, I would slit my wrists. I would commit harikiri. And the reason, I'll tell you why, I'm deadly serious, is if I may confess a personal note, I'm very confused about religion. I'm not sure what awaits me, you know, at the pearly gates. I know, you know, I'm not completely convinced. But I do know that when I meet my maker, whoever that turns out to be, I do not want to say, well, I spent my life doing tolerable stuff for tolerable people because they paid me. I think there's a word for that. And don't think I'm quite stupid enough to use it, but you know the word I mean, right? It's the dictionary definition of that word, which is pay me and I'll do it. Don't expect me to care. I'll fake it if you want me to. You with me? Now, that's a personal note. The question is, do you want to spend the rest of the life that God gave you? Notice it's a personal choice. The question is, are those numbers acceptable to you? And forgive me the personal note, I'm just making a very simple personal statement, I hope I'm not wasting your time, which is I am going to work to change that. Marketing success for me is not people are paying me money to do stuff that I can tolerate for people I don't care about or I can fake it with. The definition of successful marketing is not that. Again, notice the paradox that I'm trying to report to you. If you are rushing to get the money, you get less money. Is the logic coming across? That if you say, I'm going to spend my life marketing to people I can care about on the types of deals and matters and transactions that I get excited about, then the odds that you will get hired go up much higher. The guarantees in life, no, but the odds go higher. You, in fact, will have higher marketing success if you do what you do with integrity, which was the gentleman's earlier point, and with passion. And if the reputation is that Maester will bid on anything that's billable hours, Maester gets hired less often, because that's a bad reputation to have out there. I hope that's still making sense logically. In other words, the reason most of you are not making as much money as you want is you're going for the money too fast. The way you make money is find out who you are interested in so you're not faking it. And if you're interested in nobody, I've got a university job for you. Notice the proposition is not you've got to be interested in everybody in life. That's not the argument. The argument is a mathematical probability one, is that if you're going to spend any time trying to develop business, you will succeed if you're actually interested. The next question you have to think of is, if I really wanted to target my marketing to get qualitatively better work from qualitatively better clients, then what would I do differently with my marketing activities? This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaester.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.